Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
113,000 views. That's what we're up to right now. 113,000 views. I think we can say this is my first official viral tweet. I think if you break the 100,000 threshold, you've gone viral. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. Abbreviated show for you, but nevertheless, great to have you. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. So I tweeted out the clip of that hideous Democrat commissioner in Bucks County, Diane Marsaglia, blaming Roe v. Wade for her comments about wanting to steal the election in Pennsylvania. It's absolutely pathetic. Steve is in Jamison. Hey, Steve, thanks for your patience. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Rich?
I'm good.
Love your show. Love your show. I just want to say today I'm a little disappointed in the GOP. I know you're excited for Jack Chitterelli and, you know, how the Trump campaign has done such a good job. But today in the Senate, we had a vote. And
well, those senators, guys were saying they were excited for Jack Chitterelli. They were just weighing in on their opinion. Steve, I do have a guess. So real quick, go ahead, make your point.
Today in the Senate, our GOP senators didn't show up, and they pushed through lifetime federal judge positions that Trump and Kennedy are very upset that senators didn't show up for that vote.
Well, the Republicans need to get their house in order. I will talk more about that tomorrow for sure, Steve. No doubt about that. They better vote for all of Trump's appointments. They better do that. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the call. You got it. But let me go to the chair of the Bucks County Republican Party. Very, very happy to have her. She's been in high demand today. Pat Popperick. Hey, Pat, how are you, chairwoman?
I'm very happy, Rich. I'm very happy today.
Good. I'm glad. I'm happy. You're happy. It was amazing. I was listening to the hearing. I had my AirPods in because I'm in Atlantic City, and I was walking on the boardwalk listening to the hearing. My goodness, man, everybody gave it to them. Bravo by Bucks County. Well done.
Yes, people were very upset. The room was so filled that they had to go to the overflow room, and the overflow room was packed. They had to stop people from coming in. There were so many people there.
Wow, that's great. All right, so you're the chair of the Bucks GOP, and this is a big deal because this is a county that went red. Congratulations on a big victory in Bucks County for President Trump. Congratulations.
Thank you, Rich. It was something we've worked since 1988. We haven't won a Republican, and this is the first time. And it was so much effort from so many people. The first was to flip the county back to getting it red. We haven't been red since 2008. And now we're red, and we were 6,000. We not only flipped it, we're now 6,000 plurality. So I can tell you a lot of people worked very hard. From so many outside people helped us. I heard the gentleman say earlier about Monmouth County helped. So many people came to help this county because they knew we were in a battlefield. Like, you know, we're one of the collar counties of Philadelphia. You know how hard that is.
Yeah, no, look, and I love Bucks County. I always have. It's one of my favorite counties anywhere. It's gorgeous, it's beautiful, and it's great, and I'm so happy that it's gone red again. And obviously, that's a great credit to a couple different things. Your organization, as chair of the Bucks County Republican Party, everybody who worked hard, all your volunteers, all of your officers, and all the elected officials, the county commissioners, and county officials within the Republican organization. And also, too, as Republicans, trusting the system, voting for President Trump early, and then being willing to wait in line. So I'll ask you, Chairwoman, how long were the lines in Bucks on Election Day, the longest lines, I should say?
I think the longest line I heard was 3.5 hours in one place. I heard it, but the real lines, Rich, were when we had the mail-in ballot debacle that they had to extend it for 3 days. People were in line 5 and 6 hours for that down the lower Bucks. It was unbelievable. Horrible.
Wow.
The lines were huge, and I can tell you people stayed. And that was a real tell to all of us, because when we heard about the lines, we thought, uh-oh, you know, people won't hang around. They did. They did not. And if they left, they came back this time. 2020, they didn't come back. 2024, they came back.
Well, you know, President Trump called into my show on election night.
Yes.
He said, everybody, stay in line. Please stay in line. And that was a big deal. I also think it was great that everybody was willing to trust the process and trust this could be a fair election. But then we have what's going on in Bucks County. We've got these Democrat commissioners and this terrible these comments today. It's frustrating because they are openly trying to undermine the election of Dave McCormick and cast a shadow over him, and it's infuriating. They're not going to be able to steal this. The votes are not there, but they're trying to put a shadow over him and raise money off of all this, Pat, and it's really frustrating.
That's one of the reasons why we were fighting this so hard. We knew what they were trying to do. They were trying to get extra votes for Casey, and we weren't going to stand for it. Everybody went to court. We fought this. We've had attorneys there every minute. Even during the recount, we have watchers there constantly. Because I can tell you, the shenanigans that I saw with the commissioners, not the staff people, the Board of Elections staff people have been wonderful. It's the commissioners, the two Democrats, voting to take those ballots and count them, knowing full right that the Supreme said you couldn't. It was an embarrassment. And that's what I said today when I made my remarks. I said, I'm really thrilled that they're putting Bucks County on the map for something like this. What a disgrace. Four counties in the whole state went and ignored the Supreme Court, and we were one of them.
Yeah, and to be so open about it. And Matt, can we just play? I just want to remind everybody of what Commissioner Marsiglia said. Matt, can we just play that real quick for everybody, just to remind them of what she said, because it's brutal. Go ahead.
We reject all three categories of these ballots.
Your motion is to reject or dismiss the challenges in this category in front of you?
Correct, yep.
Not going to second that, mostly because I think we all know that precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it.
I mean, you know, Pat, that's just insane.
And now, you know, Rich, here's the best part. Today, and she told me that the excerpt we posted was cut. It was, you know, we clipped it. I said, Diane, I do not believe it was clipped. So I went back and looked at it from her website. I went on the Bucks County website and looked at their clip of their meeting. And it's exactly the same as the clip we posted. We were the first ones to post the clip. And I said to her at the meeting today, I said, Diane, you said for me to look at it. It was not altered or clipped at all. They are exactly what you said. Because she said today, well, that was excerpted. They cut my words. No, we didn't. And she's got to live with those words. And they weren't about, she's trying now to say she was trying to get clarification. Her solicitor, before they voted, her solicitor, not mine, said to her, they recommended don't vote. So she was clear on what she was doing. She was just trying to get more votes for McCormick. Against McCormick.
Patricia Popcrick is the chair of the Bucks County Republican Party, and she joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHG, and it's great to have her with us. I really appreciate all your hard work. I got to say, your team on social media has been doing an outstanding job getting all this out to everybody and making this go viral. You did not edit anything. You took nothing out of context. You didn't edit a single thing. You didn't have to. All you did was put out the truth the way it is, and that's why they're angry. But, I mean, listen, you let everybody know the truth, and that's what needed to be said. And for them to accuse you, I mean, think about it, right? Accusing you of manipulating or editing that video, that's 100% a lie.
Yep. And we called her on the car. I mean, today, because I told her at that public meeting for all those people, I said, Diane, you told me it was cut. And I went back. I was giving her maybe some, and I didn't think we were, because I didn't know which one she was talking about initially. We were the first to post it, but everyone picked it up. It's all over. But bottom line is, I went to the county website, Rich. I mean, that is where she can't dispute it. I went to their website, and it's identical. So if we cut it, so did they.
Hey, Pat, thanks for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I appreciate all the great work of the Bucks County Republican Party, all the Republicans in Bucks County. I salute you. I commend you. I congratulate you on an incredible win. I told the Trump campaign Bucks County was going to go red, and they were like, come on. I said, no, it's going to go red. Trust me. Trust me. Bucks
That's
is going red this
with,
year.
Yep. We said we would turn it red, and then we would go red. And we are so proud of our people. They worked hard. And thank you for your kind words. They did. Our committee people, our volunteers, people work like you never saw them work before. And it shows. So thank
right,
you
listen.
For recognizing their hard work.
You got to invite me to one of your county events so I can come and thank everybody in person, please. I'd love to do
I will definitely do that. We would love to have you come up.
All right, Pat. Thank you. Thank you, Chairwoman Poprick of the Bucks County Republican Party. I appreciate it so much, my friend. Thank you.
Anytime, Rich. Take care. Stay.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, so we're getting viral here. I mean, that is the definition, Matt DeSantis, of viral, right? Well, I'm going to ask Justin, actually, because he's young and hip and with it, and you're not, DeSantis. So, Justin, I'm at 115,000 views. Is that viral?
I would say that's viral.
It's kind of viral?
Yeah, I would say, like, once you hit, like, the quarter million mark, then it's really viral.
But for 630.
I'd say it's viral.
I'm on to 630.
But it depends on how things, like, how you judge things. But I would say at 100,000, how long has the post been up, DeSantis?
It's been up since only an hour or two.
Oh, it's only been up.
No, it's been longer than that. It's at 1:30 went up.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was at the beginning of the show.
115,000 views. That's a big deal.
Yeah, in about 5 hours. Yeah, I would say that's viral.
All right. Well, we're going to get to 1 million views.
I believe it.
But not before the show ends, because we're done at 6:30 tonight. Oh, I hate that I'm early. I hate that. It's the worst. Oh, please, no, God. Are you sure we have basketball, you guys, and I have to be done at 6:30 and go drinking with my friends in Atlantic City? Are you sure?
Yeah, you've only got 10 minutes left, unfortunately.
Because they're going to want to go drinking and eat steaks and probably smoke cigars, and God only knows what else we're going to do here in Atlantic City tonight. But are you sure I have to be done at 6:30 to go and do all that with my Republican friends?
Yeah, sorry, Rich.
Yes.
You guys are the worst, honestly. This is you two are... You have no souls, you know that? That's what it is.
Yeah, I didn't schedule the Penn State basketball.
I'd say you could blame Stocker for that one.
I mean, he has no soul, man. You know, it's 7 o'clock when I got a beautiful steak in front of me and a bottle of, not Cabernet, because what am I doing these days? I'm trying to get back to the old world of Italian wines, unless Jack Tomasello sends me more of his wines, in which case I'll just drink Tomasello wines, so... I'm done at 6:30, Frank. Commissioner Frank Troy. Oh, Frank in Haddonfield. Oh, come here. This is great in person. Here, come on. Jump on a second. Jump on. This is a rare treat. So caller Frank from Haddonfield, who also happens to be a commissioner in Haddonfield Township, New Jersey, and a frequent guest and caller to the show for many years now. Now in person with me in Atlantic City. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
This is a big deal.
It is.
And thank you for your service as a naval officer.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Yeah.
And thank you for your service as whatever it is that you do each day.
I do nothing. This is
thank you for talking 4 hours a day every day.
I do enjoy stealing all your jokes, though.
All right. Nice.
Which is very nice. But,
can you give me at least some credit tonight?
How did Haddonfield do on election night?
So we had a winner of the commissioner's race. There are two people running for special election for commissioner, and we had a winner. I think he's actually going to be announced today, which is nice.
Good.
Sworn
Excellent.
In, and then he'll be attending the next commissioner's meeting on Monday.
Wonderful, because, I mean, South Jersey did very well on election day. We had a big night.
Yes, we did.
Big night.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I see the former Camden County Republican chairman, Rick DeMichelle, is here, my buddy, our mutual friend. We had a good night. And that's great because South Jersey can be a swing state and be red.
Yes.
So, Miller, you're not a chairman or an elected official of any sort. What are you talking about? Yeah, I mean, Jason Miller, the lesser Jason Miller, not the one from the Trump campaign, but my buddy is here as well. So, and I believe you're co-hosting the program at some point, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think so. But no, this, it was a great night for us in South Jersey.
It was. I think what we're seeing, and I don't want to be you're just talking about you know, your Italian wines, but I think what we're seeing is almost like a renaissance in South Jersey and in Camden County. And if you think about it, I think you've covered this on your show a few years ago, that when Jack Cittarelli ran last time, for example, you know, we had 43,000 Republicans in Camden County that didn't show up.
Didn't show up to vote.
And I think, you know, the same old adage of trust in the polls and think there's no way, there's no path to victory. If you look at the performance of New Jersey this past election, is that there was about a 10-11 point swing from the previous election, and I don't know if Camden County is in play. I think New Jersey is in play, though. I think it really is, we see our elected officials that are out there really trying to motivate people, get people to show up, and I think that there's a path to victory.
I do want to say I got a viral tweet going now. We have over 120,000 views of this tweet. But on Twitter, my headshot picture was taken by your wife, Debbie Troy, an incredibly talented photographer and way out of your league. And why she stays with you, I have no idea. But nevertheless, she did a great job taking a picture. It took a lot of editing, a lot of Photoshop.
Yes.
A ton of Photoshop.
She burned through two computers, actually, hard drives.
She had to use a nuclear reactor, artificial intelligence, and Elon Musk himself.
She traveled to MIT to use a few of their computers to actually pull together the headshot.
To try to get the red out of my face.
Your rosacea, as it were.
Yes, my rosacea, you know, as its code word. Look at your fan club here. All right, thank you, Commissioner Troy.
All right, thank you, sir.
Good to see you.
We'll see you.
I look forward to hanging out with you in a few minutes when they kick me off the air. And Matt Rooney's here, Save Jersey, and, of course, a host on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Rooney, come in and say hello real quick. Sunday nights, you hear him, and he also fills in for me, of course, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Get in here. Come on. You're a host. You go. We're up against the clock. Come on. You got to do this.
How does this thing work? This is my first day on the job. Hi, Rich.
This is a big deal. We got a lot of Republicans very happy in New Jersey. It's not often we see that.
We have more than we thought we had.
Yeah.
Well, I think you and I knew, and I think our listeners at 1210 knew, that New Jersey was in deep blue. Now we just have the confirmation.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating that.
We are. I mean, I've never seen Republicans so happy. Now, granted, half of them are in the bag, but still, I've never seen them so happy before than they are tonight. So this is great.
The joy is back. Not on the other side, on our side.
But it's South Jersey. Just wait 2 seconds, guys. It's South Jersey, which is red, we know. But also, Trump won Passaic County, New Jersey. Give us some context of that as our Jersey guy. Give us some context.
It's massive, because the further you move north in New Jersey, it gets pretty diverse, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got communities like, let me give you an example, North Bergen, up in northwest Jersey. That's a town that's something like 60-70% Hispanic. Trump tied it. He tied it.
Wow.
So that was something that a few years ago we never thought was possible. It needed this kind of a realignment to take place in order for it to be possible. Republicans in the state, you know this, Rich, for the longest time, their philosophy and their only plan has been to beg the suburbs to come home. These former Republican voters deserted over abortion and some of the social issues. If we just try to appear non-offensive enough to them, maybe they'll love us again. Donald Trump this year dug in on a strategy that worked in New Jersey. You know what? I'm going to appeal to the working class. I'm going to appeal to non-traditional Republican voters. And candidly, if the only thing you care about is who gets to pee in which bathroom, I'm not going to waste my time and my energy and my limited resources going after you. It worked.
I love, too, at how many, I had a couple of the county chairs on the show tonight, and they all said they sent people over to Pennsylvania on election day to knock on doors, election weekend. I thought that was great. That symbiotic relationship, something I've never seen before. That's fantastic.
Donahue and Mike Donahue, who was on earlier, Blaney Donahue Weinberg, shout out. We were on a bus. We went over to Delaware County. We were knocking doors. We had a bus full of hoagies and tasty cakes and other appropriate Delaware Valley foodstuffs to keep us energized. I don't think where we were, we saw a single Harris sign. The energy on our side. I'm surprised that anyone was surprised by what happened. Now, did I think he was going to come within 5 points in New Jersey? You can hope, you can dream. But it was clear that the Democrats had failed to motivate anyone they needed to.
Can we get to the bottom of why there were so many long lines? Medford, New Jersey, 6 hours in line. Yeah. The chairman, Sean Erland, was telling me about that earlier today. I mean, 6 hours. What's up with that?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with the fact that the Burlington County Democrats are incompetent. Mm-hmm. I mean, thank God they weren't in charge of the withdrawal from Afghanistan, or it would have been even worse. It's pathetic. You've got places where they had 4, 6, 8
voting stations last time around. Now they went down to two, and nobody anticipated this might be a problem in a hotly contested presidential year. I mean, it was an easily anticipated problem, and they completely blew it. And now you've got a little bit of bipartisan backlash. I've talked to Democrats and Republicans in Burlington County who say, you know what? Republicans have now been handed an issue in that part of the world.
Yeah, I know some of the Republicans who ran for office can't believe it. They wonder how many of their voters left and walked out of line just because the state had been called for Trump and they left. And that's another problem we got to deal with as well.
Because what do Democrats have to worry about? Going to charge their electric cars? Our people actually work. They have child care issues. They needed to get home. They couldn't wait for
Elon Musk charges his electric car. You watch your mouth there, Rudy.
I love Elon. I want my free ticket to Mars. No offense intended, if he's listening.
I want to get out. I got to run. Matt Rooney Show Sunday night, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Tune in, okay? And I got to go because we have basketball tonight, so poor me. I got to leave a little bit early, but thank you to Justin, and thank you to DeSantis, and thank you to Sean back home for producing the show. It was chaos today, but that's how we like to do it. Dr. Mike Veneria, our big story sponsor. I appreciate all his support. Make sure you book your appointment with Dr. Mike today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A VeneriaDental.com. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Make your appointment today. Listen, please go and check out my tweet of the Bucks County Commissioner blaming her comments about wanting to steal the election from Dave McCormick on Roe v. Wade. Okay, please do that today. The tweet's got over 120,000 views now. We want to get it to 1 million, so help us get it viral. But that's an unbelievable statement that Bucks County Commissioner said, Democrat, obviously, as they try to steal the election. Have a great rest of your night tonight. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. No matter your occupation, whether you work for a big company or you're a small business owner, everyone wants to keep as much of their earnings as possible. I specialize in tax minimization strategies and retirement planning that'll help you build a strong financial future for you and your future generations. Call me, Mike Veneria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.